And now we're going to talk about someone who not only works it, but bends it. Yes, mis queridos, David Beckham. The soccer star has been generating excitement in Miami since he announced several weeks ago that he plans on bringing a Major League Soccer team to the city. A soccer team in a city that already knows it as football seems like an obvious win. But to find out, we turn to Cesar Diaz. He's the editor-in-chief of Latino Sports. He's here to discuss the team's prospects and what the new franchise could mean for Miami. Cesar Diaz, it's great to have you back on Latino USA.
Thank you. I'm happy to be back.
All right. So why are people so excited about this new team in Miami? I mean, I'm not Miss Sports Lady here, but I've heard all about it. What's going on?
The buzz is David Beckham recently decided to exercise his clause, and now he's going to be an owner of a Major League Soccer franchise in Miami.
Yeah, but is it because it's Beckham? Is it because it's Miami? And this is, you know, the northern capital of Latin American cities. And so everybody loves soccer. Which one is it? Or am I putting it in the wrong boxes?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, David Beckham is like the Ricky Martin of England. The guy has some serious Austin Powers mojo that, you know what I mean? You see him on H&M.
Okay, I don't really like the guy myself. I happen to think it's way over the top. But okay, Austin Powers mojo. Got it. We also know that star players don't necessarily make the best owners all the time. What makes it such a clear picture that this is going to be a success?
Well, one thing about Beckham is that he's always had the right people managing his affairs. I mean, he's one of these players that you rarely hear about getting caught in a scandal. His agents are Simon Fuller, so they're the guys who helped produce the American Idol. One thing that David Beckham has made clear is that he wants the stadium privately funded, and he also wants the team to be part of the community. From what I've seen of him and what I've known of him and spoken with others is that he's just the type of individual where he has the right people in his corner. The original team they used to have was the Miami Fusion. And they were there for, and they ended up folding in 2001. So this is really the second time that an MLS franchise is being proposed in Miami. You know, it goes back to what we discussed. Will this be a team that's actually going to do some grassroots work, or are they going to try spoon feed you the team? It may work with other, it may work with baseball, it may work with football, the NBA, where you can spoon feed the audience. But those sports already has a foundation here in the United States.
So is this, you know, your dream, Cesar? Is it coming true that soccer is gaining popularity in the United States? I know that's your dream, Cesar. So is this a hint of like, watch what's happening in Miami?
Well, soccer's always been popular. Soccer to me is a lot like the Latino population. You know, all of a sudden we're a sleeping giant. No, we've always been there. It's just that we're finally being acknowledged. People are finally walking and seeing the wallpaper and saying, wow, it's got life, it's got character.
So is it just Latinos in the U.S. who are watching soccer or really, because that's what, when you and I went to the game here in New York, that's what I was like, oh my God, is it just Latinos or?
No, it's everybody. I mean, the reason we look at it more and we focus more on Latinos because, you know, we're pretty much one of the bigger minority groups here in the United States, but you know, I mean, I've gone to games where you have Asians there, you have Africans there. I mean, you have people from Europe. So it's definitely very diverse. But I just think it depends the state that you're at and the demographics.
So you have high hopes for Miami?
Yes and no. My concern is with any state, and I'm looking at it more not for the team itself, but more for the stadium. You know, and the questions that I always ask when I hear about let's build a stadium, well, one, how does it benefit the community? Will the community respond to it? Because, yeah, it'll create jobs right off the bat, but, you know, and I'm sure the unions would love it. But what afterwards, though? Are there going to be full-time jobs or are there going to be part-time jobs? You know, I think right now it's a lot of questions that it's too early to tell, but I always say to any fan, you know, just because a stadium sounds good doesn't necessarily mean it's what's best for the community.
Cesar, I couldn't let you go without asking you a question about what's happening in Brazil in the run-up to the World Cup this summer. A lot of protests. So tell us why. And then on the sports side of it, does the U.S. even have a chance to do anything at the World Cup this time around?
Brazilians are angry, you know. I mean, you have a lot of Brazilians protesting because, you know, the government, and I, you know, even though people are upset with FIFA about it, the World Cup organizers, but I'm like, well, if the government had done their job to take care of the communities, provide better schools, better hospitals, better education, you wouldn't have the ongoing protests. You got the transportation, like, you can go to, anyone can go to YouTube and see that. The government recently, I guess the Metro, whatever, recently raised the fare. So what Brazilians started to do, they just started hopping over the turnstile. I mean, I would love to see that happen here in New York, where MTA raises his fare and New Yorkers are like, you know what? F this, man. Let's hop over it.
Because guess what? But you're always looking for that. Now, how high will New Yorkers jump to get over that turnstile?
We'll
let's measure it.
Crawl underneath it, you know?
All right. So does the U.S. have a chance this time in the World Cup?
It's going to be tough because they are in the group of death with Portugal, Germany, and Ghana. And Ghana, the last few World Cups have been they've been the team that have eliminated the United States from the World Cup, and that's our first opponent. Yes, ours, because you know what, though? I am an American. I am proud of my Latino heritage, but I'm also proud of our boys in our Yanks. So, stars and stripes all the way. If you don't like it, send me the hate mail, whatever. We'll talk football.
Cesar Diaz, thanks so much for coming back on Latino USA.
Thank you.